Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Ngithathele lithuba-ke lokuthi ngibonge uJongakhande Miringo ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukelayo ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 17 Nhlangula 2023 nguPractice Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukubona kwami ngibone njengani abanye abantu abafuthileyo ayisibo bethu. Okuzabangela ukuthi ma sisebenza abantu labo bayabesa bengasekho sokuseli laba kuthiwe banqotshiwe. But mina ngokubona kwami kade kumele kusetshenziswe i-procedure esavumelana ngayo ukuthi izasetshenziswa. Kube kumele kube lama-registers, but asiwabonayo.
Abebandla eliphikisayo le-Citizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka ezigabeni ezeHarare.
Kunjenjenje abantu abaningi khonapha sebekhwehlela, labantwana sebekhwehlela, intulo eziba khona lapha phakathi kwezindlu, amasofa angazi ukuthi isofa nxa ungalivalanga ngengubo hayi ukuthi uzakilina kangaki ngelanga vela ngikwazi.
Izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo osuka eNtebe usiya eMadongola eGwanda South zikhala ngobhuqu oludalwa yizimota ezinkulu zamagonyethi asebenzela inkampani yabadabuka kwele China eyeGwanda Lithium Mine. Kuthi ke abenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini e-Econet Wireless bethule isaziso sokuthi kuzaba lokuphambaniseka komsebenzi owe-EcoCash kusukisela lamhlanje ngomgqibelo kusiya ngesonto ekuseni ngo-5 a.m. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka ezigabeni zeHarare. Leli bandla lithi likhangelele ukwethulela uZulu lolu hlelo olweHarare kanye lolwezigaba zonke zelizwe iloba yisiphi isikhathi. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Baphume ngobuningi abalandeli be-TCC ukuzadinga inkokheli abafuna ibamele phansi kohlelo lokukhetha abazamela ibandla kukhetho lwalonyaka. Abebandla le-TCC baqala lolu hlelo enyangeni ezimbili ezedlule njalo olwenzelwe eHarare lungolokugcina. Obekhokhela lolu hlelo phansi kwe-Ward 9 umnumzana Webster Mawondera uthi impumela yalamhla eHarare kulabo abanqobileyo kule ward khona inkokheli yaphezulu ebandleni izokwazisa abalandeli ukuthi ngubani ozomela ibandla njalo ngapi.
Mangwana, I'm sure we are going to have a meeting ekufinalize the list. Then it's going to be a proper announcement through the party.
Impumela ka Ward 9 esigabeni seHarare East iveze ukuba umnumzana Thendai Biti uthole amavoti edlula amakhulu amabili lengxenye 254 kuthi umnumzana Rusty Makam yena wathola aphezu kwamakhulu amabili 228. Ubiti ngokwakhe ugcizelele ukuthi inkokheli yaphezulu yiyo ezakwethula amagama alabo abazomela ibandla kukhetho. Umakhamu ubikwa enguye onqobe kuward 18. Yena uthi akukho akusolayo ngendlela uhlelo luqhutshwe ngayo.
It's just a confirmation of support and I was confirmed to have a little bit more support.
Omunye wabalandeli be-TCC obekhona kuhlelo lwanamhlanje umnumzana Petros Inkomo weZimforce uchasisa ngakubone kusenzakala.
Ukubona kwami ngibone njengani abanye abantu abavuthileyo ayisibo bethu. Okuzabangela ukuthi ma sisebenza abantu labo bayabesa bengasekho sokuseli laba kuthiwe banqotshiwe. But mina ngokubona kwami kade kumele kusetshenziswe i-procedure esavumelana ngayo ukuthi izasetshenziswa. Kube kumele kube lama-registers, but asiwabonayo. But abantu abavuthileyo abanye abantu asibazi. So ukuthi sithi bavele ngapha we don't know since iparty isesentsha. So asiwazi ukuthi maybe ngabanye bethu because of the limitation.
Osakhulayo uJonathan Mthimkhulu uthi yena akalansolo ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngayo.
MP thina besifuna uMakhamo nakhona simtholile simkhethile sawina khona lapha kuma councilor besifuna u Prince sawina nakhona samkhetha sawina nakhona.
Umnumzana Elliot Moyo laye ukhuluma ngakubonileyo ekuqhutshweni kwalolu khetho.
So sikhetha ukansela uPrince Ntebogandaba ukuthi ngumfana omncane. Yes. Akule enye iplani ukuthi bengaphila njani abantwana. Inkosi khetha umntwana lo omncane ukuthi amele abanye bakhe abentanga yakhe.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ngezombusazwe enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI, umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo uthi akumangalisi ukuba bekuloxokozela lokuqilibezelana kulolu hlelo lwabe Triple C.
So the opposition layo ngabantwana bezani wena abalapha. I-politics bazifunde bezibona kuzani. Lokho be-repeater into efana nayo. Lokho be-repeater into efana nayo. So sokusegazini okuyinto kwakhona ukuthi uleader umkhokhelweni uma lingasazwisani laye alisebenzisa ama-institution yahluthuna lizokhuluma kuma-press conference.
Njengokutsho kwabekade beqhuba lolu hlelo abazamela ibandla leli kukhetho lwalonyaka khona bezovezwa ngemva kokuba kuhlolisiswe into ezimbalwa yinkokheli yaphezulu ye-Triple C. Idale elokubhalisa abazancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka ele-Nomination Court elahlelwa ngabe-commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZimbabwe Electoral Commission lizahlala ngolwesithathu mhla ka-21 Hlangula. Ukhetho lona lusenziwa mhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF seliqedile ukudinga abazancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Ngakwelinye icele, ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora lalo likhangelelwe ukwenza inhlelo zokukhetha abazancintisa kukhetho ekupheleni kwaliviki. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Abenkampani ngamakhalekhukhwini e-Econet Wireless bethule isaziso kwabasebenzisa ingcingo zabo ukuthi kuzaba lokuphambaniseka kwemsebenzi wabo wezemali owe-EcoCash kusukisela namhlanje ngomgqibelo mhla ka-17 Nyanhlangula ngo-8 ntambama kusiyafika kusasa ngesonto ekuseni ngo-5 a.m. mhla ka-18 Nhlangula. Abohlangothi olwe-EcoCash olusetshenziswa ukubhadalela indleko ezithile kusetshenziswa omakhalekhukhwini bathi balusizi ngokuphambaniseka kwenhlelo zalo, kodwa bakwenza ukuze baqhube umsebenzi wokulungisisa lokuthuthukisa imitshina ukuze isebenze okwezinga laphezulu abakubiza ngokuthi yi-upgrading. Uhlelo olwe-EcoCash yilo osolusetshenziswa ngabaningi eZimbabwe ukuthumelana izimali, ukubhadalela indleko, ukuthenga i-airtime kanye lokuthi abaphandle kwelizwe benelisa ukuthumela izihlobo labangane abasekhaya imali lokunye.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela
mshweshwe,
lamlela nampala fobe mbuna,
lamlela ndwandwe,
izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo osuka eNtebe usiya eMadongola eGwanda South zikhala ngobhuqu oludalwa izimota ezinkulu zamagonyeti asebenzela inkampani yabadabuka kwele China eyeGwanda Lithium Mine. Iningi lalezi zakhamizi zikhathazekile ngalolu bhuqu lezithithi lulakho kudala ingozi kwezempilakahle yazo ngoba seziphefumula uthuli njalo nje. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iningi lezakhamizi lithi lilakho ukubamba umkhuhlane wofuba nxa lezi zimota zingaqhubekela phambili zisebenzisa lo mgwaqo. Unkosikazi Salume Dube, omunye wezakhamizi ezakhele phansi kwalo mgwaqo, uthi basengozini enkulu kakhulu.
Kunjenjenje abantu abaningi khonapha sebekhwehlela, labantwana sebekhwehlela, intulo eziba khona lapha phakathi kwezindlu, amasofa angazi ukuthi isofa nxa ungalivalanga ngengubo hayi ukuthi uzakilina kangakhi ngelanga vele angikwazi. Kwesinye isikhathi vele ngokuklini ngoba vele yona adlula njalo nje. Ukudla kwabantu ezindlini ingozi zodwa, size sidingakho nje bona basiza nxa behamba bafafaza amanzi baze becina ngethara.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngesimenzalo esakhamuzi umnumzana Rubens Panda oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamajuma esikhombisa lanhlanu othi lawe sabela impila kahle yakhe
asithule solubuya namakha bese siphefumula uthuli la njengoba ubona yonke into limhlophe uthuli osuka khona ungangena wapha nendlini uzathola ukuthi amawindi kuvaliwe but uthuli lukhona phakathi ngaphansi kweminyango lapha kuyangena so ungena nekani dust ecine ibuya elokhu uzenge ezifukeni
umnumzana Nelson Spanda uthi luningi kakhulu uthuli oludalwa izimoto lezi
siyamangala ngemoto esizihamba esizibona zihamba emgwaqweni lo thuli oluningi olwenzakala amagonyeti so ebusuku le mini kuyafana ne-dust esikhanyiza sihluphu khaya kuzangena ezihlubeni zethu langaphi langaphi sizawubulawa luthuli oluthuli olwenzakala lapha luningi kakhulu imoto zakhona zimi zihamba enjalo nje ebusuku le mini angazisuke enzakalayo
onakekele ezemvelo umnumzana Colin Spanda uthi uthulu lolu soluphazamise ezemvelo okulakho ukuphazamisa le mpilakahle yesifuyo
konke lokhuyana kuyenza ukuthi kubulale izihlahla lezi zihlahlanyana eziyabe zikhona uthuli luyasukuma luyosihlala emahlamvini amahlamvu aphila ngokuphefumula lazi izihlahla zifuna ukuthi ziphefumule kodwa ngenxa yokuthi sekule thuli luyana oluzayo lokho lusinda luninda luninda lusuba luningi izihlahla zona eziseduzane zizakufa
uzobhukwe ntepe mnumzana Jakonia Mavukuthi uthi sebehlezi bekhwehlela ngenxa yalolu thuli
siyakhwehlela sizongivela ekilinika so umbatshelile ukuthi heyi into esiyenzelwa ngamagonyeti ngale hhayi njengoba lizibona lezi hlahla kusukisela ngombana izihlahla zonke uzulekho ukuthi zizakufa zonke abasoke litara sibili ngoba sibona ukuthi noma ngazibathi bafunga ukuthi amanzi bathele amanzi zilokuze akusizokuyenza ngoba amanzi lawo bazawathatha eduli siyagcina engasekho
ukhansila wentepe mnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi kuyadinga ukuthi linkampani ithathe amanyathelo okunakekela izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komgwaqo
esifisa ukuthi kwezwe labantu ababhigebha les i-lithium lake ibone ngazani kumele bananzele kakhulu imvelo ukuthi imele ivikelwe layo kanye labantu bengifisa ukuthi ngakuyavuma sibili hhayi njengabantu abawatshengisa ukuthi bale mali akuthelwa amanzi kungakafakwa ithara khona kahle kahle njengoba nje kumele balethe kumbe izuzo ebantwini kudevelopment hayi thara kayibe khona sibili
iziphathamandla zeGwanda Lithium Mine kazithanda ngoxoxisana lathi ngalolu daba uthi mbuzo ethunyelwe kugatsha olulondolozo ezemvelo ole-Environmental Management Agency EMA layo kayiphendulwanga ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisentepe eGwanda ngingu-Albert Ncube
ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo sidinga iqiniso sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga silahlekelwe liqiniso ngesikhathi sohlupho amaphupho ethu ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo
esigabeni sethu lapho isiphatha indaba zabesifazane liviki ngibambele uStandekile Mhlanga ngibe lethuba lokuxoxa lonkosikazi Siphiwe Florence Luphahla esesigabeni eseIndiana khona lapha eMelika unkosikazi Luphahla usemhlanganeni wabomama abangamakholwa esiKristu owe Women of Dominion lomhlangano owenziwa minyaka yonke oqale ngolwesine ugqitshwa kusasa ngesonto njalo usenzelwa edolobheni eleIndianapolis
Nina uthi ngize ngibe lapha emhlanganweni lo umbongo uNkulunkulu wami omphakanisileyo ngoba uNkulunkulu uyabona iqimi yethu yomhlangano lo namhla iWomen of Dominion ithi uNkulunkulu uyabona uNkulunkulu uyabona isifiso somuntu kiso sonke isikhathi mina ngibuye lapha eAmerica last year ngoMarch ngingezwa kuhle ngingakwanisa ukuhamba amadolo abantwana bangibusisa bangihambisa kudokotela ngayenzweni i-replacement ngiyaphola khathesi ngilapha Kodwa ngikwanisile ukuthi njalo ngiphola uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa. Abantwana bamkhuba futhi njalo bathi hayi mama, awusozokhutha umhlangano omkhulu ongaka. Ngathi hayi bantwana bami ngizakhulela khona. Yikho mbuyile kulo umhlangano ngenxa yokuthi mina ukholo lwami ayine Catholic, ukholo lwami lugcwele kakhulu ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu wami abantwana bazile ukuthi ngingaza ke ngikhuthe umhlangano omkhulu ongaka bangivusisa ngakuya kulo mhlangano yikho ngikhona lapha ngenxa yokuthi ngidinga ubuso bukaNkulunkulu ngidinga uNkulunkulu wami ngiso sonke isikhathi ebusuku lemini ngiyamdinga uNkulunkulu yikho ngilapha kulo mhlangano ukuzohlangana labanye omama abavela kumabandla athiyeneyo sidumisa uNkulunkulu sidinga uNkulunkulu ngiso sonke isikhathi.
Ufikele ngaphi lapha eAmerica?
Ngifikele e-Indiana Police.
Kuhle kwabaseduzane.
Iye, kuhle kwabaseduzane ngoba i-conference ikhona apha e-Indiana. Yikho sithi uNkulunkulu uyabona, uNkulunkulu uyangithanda. Abantu bami bathe mama, i-conference ikhona apha e-Indiana. La ukhona apha e-Indiana. No, kumele ube khona kulo mhlangano. Ngikhona emhlanganweni khona lapha. Ngikhula nginjalo ngihamba ngeclass yami. Ngithi uNkulunkulu uyabona. Ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu wami.
Sikhangeleke ngale ekhaya ukuthi wena-ke usebenze ngapi? Kunhlangothi zempilo.
Mina kunhlangothi zempilo kusukela ngo-1980 kusuya ku-97 ngangisebenzela i-Ministry of Health kanye ngu-Village Health Worker for 15 years. Ngemva kokuba ngu-Village Health Worker ngase ngihawukelwa ngu-Catholic priest okuthiwa ngufaza Nyathi. Wangicela ukuthi ha mama lingabuya lizosincedisa ngaphemishini ngavuma sibili. Ngathiya kuba ngu-Village Health Worker ngahamba ngasebenzela ama-Catholic eJotsholo Mission ngicelwe ngufaza Nyathi. Ngasebenza ke khona ngale ngaqalisa ngisasebenza nje endlini yabofaza ngincedisa ofaza khona ngale kubayenzela konke ukubaphekela lokubagcina kuyo. From 1997 to 2000 I was promoted. Ofaza bangipromote bathi no mama sibuye sisebenzele e-training center, uyesincedisa e-training center ngale uyegcina abantu ngoba i-training center yeJotsholo Mission yayenza ama-workshops amaningi kakhulu kuthiwa yidinga indlela training center. Ngaba khona ngale ke training center for 18 years. Ngingumetron khona ngale ngasebenza kamnandi sibili uNkulunkulu wami wambusisa ngaze ngakwanisa 18 years ngaze ngaretire ngo-2016.
Abantwana-ke imuli ikhule okungakanani?
Ngilabantwana bangu-5. Hey, one boy, my only son. Let me say my only son. And then the 4 girls, abazukulu nge-11. Ngilesi zukulwane 2. One boy and a girl.
Ngokulethe lapha nguyo ngumfana kumbe ngumunye oyinkazana?
Ngingathi ibahlangana nje bonke, bahlanganisa amakhanda bonke, bancedisana bonke ukuthi ngibuye khona lapha. Kodwa mainly ngihlala emntwaneni wami oyi-second born khona lapha e-India.
Lo mhlangano uwubone njani?
Umhlangano lowo ngiwubona umuhle kakhulu. Ungibusisile sibili ngoba emhlanganweni lowo sibi kugcwele amaZimbabweans omama bama abavela eZimbabwe abamathetha atshiyeneyo amabandla atshiyeneyo kulama-Methodist kulama-United Methodist ayene-Catholic lami khona la lamanye ama-church amaningi ama-Pentecostal churches amaningi Brethren Church sihlangene sonke nje imhlobo etshiyeneyo babuyile omama all over the country abanye bavele e-England Ireland South Africa, Zimbabwe, sonke sigcwele khonapha. Omama abaningi abavela kuma-states amaningi e-America njengoba landiyazi America lama-states amaningi sihlangene sonke khona la. Nxa ulalela ama-testimony avela kwabanye umama uyaqina ngaphakathi ngoba uyabuka isiduba isilo lwakho wedwa emhlabeni. Nxa abanye bekhuluma ucina ubona ukuthi no okwami engikubonayo kuncinyane kulalokhu engikuzwa kwabanye. Uyaqina lawe uqine ukuthi move on ngempilo ngoba uyabusuzwile ukuthi uduba isilo lwakho wedwa emhlabeni. Njalo akumela ngudubo uzithwalele wena njengoba sikwazi isilo Jesu. UJesu wathi lethani kimi konke okulisindayo.
Ukuphetha ingxoxo yethu fikela ngunikeke ithuba Mancube ukuthi ubulise izihlobo labangane.
Kulungile. Ngiyalibingelela lonke balaleli bakastudio 7. Lami namhla uNkulunkulu ungibusisile ilizwi lami lazwakala kustudio 7. Ngibingelela izihlobo zami zonke ikakhulu lapho engizalwa khona koThatha. Ngiyalibingelela lonke. Lanxa nje singaphansi kobuhlungu siyakhala silahlekelwe ngosisi abangu-2 e-UK usisi Muke Khumalo lo mkabhuti wethu umakhumalo uzodadabengwa laye kadwethu ubhutumiso dabengwa. Ngiyakhala ndawonye lani lonke zihlobo lapho elikhona kundawo ngendawo ngithi uNkulunkulu asiduduze sonke ngoba yena ongumeli usolungileyo lo mnawami ushila laye uthiwe ngumntwana izolo. Ngiyalikhulekela lonke uNkulunkulu asifake esandleni somusa sonke. Ngibingelela abantu abami bonke ose-South Africa, abase-UK, lo mntana nami khona apha e-America, lo mzukulu, labazukulu bami bonke abangu-11 lesizukulwana sami. Ngithi uNkulunkulu asenzele okuhle sonke, ngingakhohlwa imuli yakoluphahla engombane lapho engempele khona. Ngiyabacelela umusa uNkulunkulu abagcine kuhle kiso sonke isikhathi abavikelele ezilingweni zonke. Ngiyabonga.
Lati siyabonga lo ngube ngunkosikazi Siphiwe Florence Lophahla isizalane seZimbabwe esise Indiana esixoxelayo esemhlanganeni wabo mama owe Women of Dominion. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emhlalweni kakhilikithi uDave Newton uthi ukudlala besekhaya sekungaphathisa ukubana baphumelele emidlalweni yabo iyokudinga amaqembu amabili azakuyadlala kumncintiswano omkhulu wezizwe zomhlaba ozaqhutshelwa kwele India ngenyanga kaMfumfu. Intathelezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Hawuthi onuthi usekelo lwabalandeli beqembu lesizwe lilakho ukwenza umehluko omkhulu kulo mncintiswano oqala kusasa esikolweni iHarare.
The advantage of playing at home is a wonderful crowd. You know, we will have big support, a lot of people.
Ubuhle bokudlala singekhaya kusekuthini iningi labantu liyabe lisekela thina, okuyinto eyenza abadlali babe lamadlabuzane. Ngilethemba ukuba lokhu kuzasebenzela njengoba kuyinto esihlala singekhaya.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket uKeith Momakoni uthi bakhangelele ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe libe ngelinye lamaqembu azaphumelela uyadlala kwele India ngemva komncintiswano lo oqhutshelwa kwele Zimbabwe.
I think they're ready to go. We should.
Iqembu selilungile imidlalo njalo kumele sibasekele ukuze banqobe, ngoba thina njengenhlanganiso esikukhangeleleyo yikuba sinqobe sithole ilungelo elokuyadlala kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantsho zomhlaba jikelele.
Ngokuqhatshwa kukaDave Houghton esiba umqeqeshi weqembu lemaChevrons sekulethe ingqubela phambili enkulu kakhulu ekudlaleni kwaleli qembu, njalo uthembise ukuba lizaqhubekela phambili lidlala ngendlela enathisa amanzi.
We're not going to change the way we play cricket. I mean, the positive brand of cricket we play was not just.
Asisoze siguqile indlela esidlala ngayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe beselinde isikhathi eside lidlalela ukuba lingadliwa okuyangisayo, kodwa khathesi sesidlala sinenjongo yokuba sinqobe. Sizadlala ngendlela ethuthukisa amathuba ethu okuba sinqobe.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likusiba star group A ndawonye leNepal, Netherlands, United States of America kanye leWest Indies. Amaqembu akusiba star group A adlalela imidlalo yawo esigodlweni iHarare. Kusiba star group B kulamaqembu abalisa iIreland, Oman, Scotland, Sri Lanka kanye leUnited Arab Emirates. Amaqembu akusiba star group B wona adlalela imidlalo yawo edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Amaqembu azaphusha imidlalo ezibaya esendaweni ezintathu eziphezulu kwengalane azadlulela phambili edlala kusigaba seSuper 6, kuthi amabili azabe esendaweni ezimbili eziphezulu iyo azancikilana kudingwa intshantsho aphinde athole ilungelo lokuyadlala eIndia ekupheleni komnyaka. Imidlalo iqala ngensonto lapho iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala leNepal ngaseHarare Sports Club, kuthi West Indies lizadibana leUnited States of America ngaseChakashinga. KoBulawayo imidlalo iyaqala ngoMvulo lapho iSri Lanka izadibana khona leUnited Arab Emirates, kuthi iIreland idlale leOman. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngimuJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Uhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi womdumo owezokholo i-gospel uNombeko Kahlela ephethe idlalade lakhe elitsha. Yena-ke udabuka eLupane kodwa ecula ekwele South Africa. Nangu-ke exoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo owe-Studio 7.
Makabaya
Ngiyabingelela egameni elinamandla igama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngisuka endaweni yaseLupane eMzola. Ngokokuhlala ngiseSouth Africa endaweni yaseJoburg. Ukurekhoda elami i-album ngiqale ngo-2015 la engirekhode khona i-album ethi yona Ukulalela. Enye i-album yalandela ngo-2018 enesihloko esithi Sembe Khamanda. Okwamanje ngiqeda kukhupha i-EP, i-first track ethi yona uJesu wami uyaphila, elandelayo ethi yona Angiyikusala.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngiyatholakala kuFacebook igama nginombeko Kelly Khatela, bese ngitholakala kuTikTok nginombeko Khatela. Ngibuye ngibe khona lana kuWhatsApp, inamba yami yeWhatsApp nokufonelwa futhi iyafoneleka 063 179 3203. Ngiphinde njalo 063 179 3203. Umculo wami utholakala kuYouTube, yikho lapho otholakala khona njengamanje, is only YouTube.
Ngithemba lokuba liwukholisile umculo ka Nombewo Khahlela, yena-ke ophethe idlalathe lakhe elitshasha. Ngilethemba lokuba sizomsekela. Singekehlukani izihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela, njengoba isikhathi sethu sesingasavumi ukubana siqhubekele phambili silokhe sisonke. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change namhlanje bagqibe uhlelo lwabo lokuqoqa uluhlu lwabazamela leli bandla kukhetho olukhulu lwalonyaka ezigabeni zeHarare. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Praxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.